Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
At least offensively, the big matchup, the big thing that they have to take care of in order to have success on Sunday.
Really good. I mean, their front five is probably for us, I would say, in totality, the best we face this year. Obviously, Simmons is a heck of a player. He shows up all over the place. He does everything, rushes inside, rushes outside. They have him drop sometimes, and he's still a factor even when he's dropping. Like, he's you always have to be aware of where Simmons is. Sweat's been doing a really good job for him. He jumps off the tape on the inside. He's a really, really big, strong man, hard to move, makes a lot of plays in the backfield. Their edges are solid. Landry is obviously a really good rusher, good in the run game. Arden Key, I've been with in San Fran, obviously familiar with him. He can go play. And Joseph is still, I mean, a really solid interior player. Like, they got people at every position. So that's a big challenge for us to be aware of in really both phases, and really the starting point of, you know, everything we talked about as far as game plan this week.
All right, he said it right there, that this is the toughest front they faced, and that includes teams like the Jets. That includes other teams they've played, the Bills, who, you know, can have a good front up there. This is the best. So this is the game offensively for the Texans.
No question about it. This is the matchup for the Texans. I mean, this is the staring you right in the face. It could be an issue. It could be it's a prove it game for the offensive line, in my opinion. Because we got to remember, if in the eyes of the offensive coordinator, this is the best front that the Texans have faced all year. For 9 weeks, your quarterback was, if not the, he was in the top most pressured quarterbacks in all of football. Bobby Slowick said it in his audio yesterday. He says, "We were in third and long more than any other team in the NFL." Right? That's what was going on up front the first 9 weeks of the season. And now you're telling me this team has the best defensive front that y'all played? And he's strongly referring to the five D linemen that they can roll through there. Yeah, this is a prove it game for the offensive line. That is definitely the matchup of the game, and I think it's going to tell us a lot about the Houston Texans moving forward. Again, you know, there's layers of C.J. Stroud is playing a different brand of quarterback, and I like the direction they're moving. Right? You look at Bobby Slowick; he's calling a different game schematically. I love the direction that they're moving. The offensive line has been better for 2 weeks. Now the OC went out there and put it on Front Street. This is the best defensive front we've seen. Can the O-line, with the adjustments that were made, Can they continue to play a brand of football along with Bobby and CJ? Now, a lot of it's on them. They got to realize that this front is as good as they are as well, right? But can they put a package together, Bobby, CJ, and this offensive line, to where we're talking about a three-game stretch of really good O-line play, or do they get exposed again by what Bobby Slowick is calling the best defensive front that they play? We shall see, but I think that's the matchup of this game across the board.
Real quick, do you agree with that? Do you agree with Bobby's assessment that the Titans are the best front? Because
yeah.
they're rolling with
yeah.
Sweat and Simmons inside, as he talked about, Arden Key, Joseph Day on the other side.
Well, Landry's the other one.
Or Landry's an outside linebacker, but
he's an edge.
Yeah,
he's coming.
An edge, yeah.
The other one is Linval Joseph is over there. I think Joseph is in the defense. Older defensive lineman that can still go get it. I think there's. Yes, I would say this is the best. I would say this is the best defensive front that they have faced. To date, one could argue the McDonald Jr. and or McDonald the fourth, I guess, and Quinnen Williams front in the New York Jets could be top, more top heavy. But when you're talking about four or five guys rolling through there, I would probably say Tennessee. Simmons is a monster inside, man.
Yeah, the hope that this isn't like, some of the games, and in particular the one that comes to mind, especially is the Detroit second half, that they don't just take you out of being able to run the football and pass it,
yeah.
Right? Like that
yeah.
They don't take you out of being able to do multiple things.
Well, the strange thing is this is a middle-of-the-pack defense against the run, where they're killing it against the pass. So it's, and I'm not saying that the Texans are going to go in there and have an easy walk in the park running the football at all, but it is interesting. You would think that defensive front with again, the strength being your four to five down linemen that are rushers, let's call it that, that being the strength of your defense, you think they would rush the passer well, yeah, but also they'd stop the run. The thing is, teams have ran the football well against them.